Today, Walter Pittman is a distinguished professor emeritus of geophysics at Columbia University and the recipient of many of his field's most coveted honors. Even though he is now in his 80s, Pittman's animated manner makes it easy to picture him as the precocious teenager he once was, visiting his father's workplace at Bell Labs, the pioneering technology research center, and asking the scientists there about their work.
I worked there in the summer times as sweeping floors, but, you know, I was in amongst all these people. It was wonderful, you know.
Pittman earned an undergraduate degree in electrical engineering and physics and soon took a job with an electronics firm. The work bored him, but one project, doing research on submarines, sparked a passion for oceanography and a return to university. For his doctoral thesis at Columbia, Pittman headed back to sea on a research vessel. He hoped to gather evidence that all the continents had once been joined, but for hundreds of millions of years had been drifting apart atop giant plates of the Earth's crust, which floated on a layer of volcanic magma.
Now, when they pull apart, volcanic material comes up and fills that void. That volcanic material contains a lot of iron. When that volcanic material cools down, that iron will become magnetized in the direction of the Earth's field at that place and at that time.
By recording and analyzing the magnetic patterns in the undersea ridge, Pittman helped prove the theory of continental drift, still a revolutionary idea at the time.
It was electrifying. You know, I didn't imagine ever being involved in anything so astonishing and so very, very important to the geologic sciences at such a young age in my career. I mean, I was very, very fortunate to be there when it all happened.
Pittman says that in addition to explaining how the continents drift around the oceans, the science of plate tectonics explains how they collide and break apart, creating earthquakes and building mountain chains. Later, Pittman turned his attention to the surface of the ocean and sea level changes. He and fellow Columbia University geophysicist William Ryan proposed what is known as the Black Sea Deluge Theory. In their 1998 book, Noah's Flood, The New Scientific Discoveries About the Event That Changed History, they contend that the Black Sea was once a landlocked freshwater lake. It probably served as a fertile oasis for Neolithic peoples. Then, about 7,500 years ago, melting glaciers raised water levels in the neighboring Mediterranean Sea
until it got to the point where it could flow in through the Bosphorus, which was at that time probably had a depth of about 15 or 20 meters. That's it. You know, you're talking about a huge mass of water coming in to fill a very small basin. And that water, as it would come through the Bosphorus, is going to cut the Bosphorus deeper. The deeper it cuts, the faster it flows. The faster it flows, the faster it cuts. There's a feedback mechanism. So soon you start with a trickle, and within a very short period of time, it's a roaring, raging flume of water. And we're very sure that's what it was, you know.
For decades, Pittman served as a distinguished professor of oceanography and geophysics at Columbia University. But he decided to stop teaching when he began to have trouble remembering all of his students' names.
Thinking about it, I'd always like to become sort of an uncle, you know, not a professor, but a bit like an older uncle to the students, because I think that made them more free to talk and question and contradict, you know, than if I was hair professor or something like that. These are bright kids, really bright. And you know damn well that a lot of them are going to go on to achieve much more than you have achieved.
This octogenarian's thirst for knowledge is undiminished by age. He and several colleagues are currently studying the climate of the Arctic Ocean and its effects on the world's water cycles over the past 2 million years. Their research can help scientists predict the effects of climate change, which is melting the polar ice caps and causing sea levels to rise. But Walter Pittman seems to be fascinated by whatever falls under his gaze.
I've had an incredibly good time at this kind of endeavor. I mean, there are bad spots, of course, But the science is always fascinating. You might, you know, stop reading for the day or something like that and say, wow, I didn't know that. I mean, that was so great. I learned something about how the Earth works, you know. Mm-hmm. And that is really pure pleasure.
Walter C. Pippin III is a senior scientist emeritus at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory. Adam Phillips, VOA News, Palisades, New York.